Holy handmaids, Hireside Chatters. What a wild 2 weeks it has been. Stressful to say the least. But if you've been hearing me in the wrap-up portion of the show here and there for the last few months, I've been talking about this great new Hireside consolidation plan where I've been working with a company who's been tasked with folding Plus back into the main domain at thehiresidechats.com. And there are a lot of reasons to do that, conforming to Google's standards, and it's better for ease of use for you guys, and it also helps to not cannibalize your own web traffic with two separate websites, yada yada yada. Most of this stuff is just technical, and some aspects of it are more important than others, but a big one has been the Hireside Chats show archive. New Plus members go back to the beginning of the Plus archive, and it just stops. And it is wise to just put the whole thing beginning to end under one umbrella. It really is better for the long term, but ripping off this band-aid has been quite painful, dear people, let me tell ya. We were all set to launch the new website on August 5th, as I talked about several times. And when it went live, some of the Plus and free show wires got crossed in a bad way. And anyone who subscribes to THC's free feed ended up getting like the last few months worth of Plus shows popping up out of nowhere if they were to hit refresh. So Merry Christmas. If you did happen to check out any of those Plus shows, I'm gonna know about it and I will send you that invoice. It's coming. Don't jack me around here. No, I'm kidding, but you looked out, and I hope, while you could, you did check out some of the Plus shows, because they are so much better, and I always cut the free show to sound complete. I don't tease you with some gimmick like, here's my last question for our guest, but you've got to sign up to hear the answer. No, I want both versions of my show to sound complete and high quality, so I don't do that to you. And I have gotten a lot of feedback over the years from people who say, wow, I didn't realize how much more awesome the Plus shows would be because the free show sounds so full and complete. So maybe it's not the best for business, but out of respect for the guests, it has to sound complete on its own. But I also have to survive without advertising or relying on random donations. And we've had that conversation, but all that said, the Plus shows extra hours are just as awesome, I promise you. But I didn't create this little update to be a commercial. I'm just hoping that maybe there is a silver lining and it wasn't a total loss. And maybe some people heard those full Plus shows and thought, wow, this really is better. And maybe those people actually follow through and sign up and something good comes out of this mess. But I definitely did have a freak out moment when I saw that happen, and I kept telling my people, hey, I'm exposed here. You're giving away my show for free. This is how I live. This is not good, guys. And I reverted back to the old site, told the team to get that Plus shit out of the free feed ASAP, and whoever was on that part of the project really went for the nuclear option and pulled the entire RSS feed down. Just killed it and removed us from the iTunes store entirely. And when we reverted back, it also did something to completely unalign Plus member payments and their access. So I have maybe 150 emails I need to get through after this, but I couldn't really help them out or make any changes to the Plus database because we've already folded in that Plus stuff to the main domain, and so the fix wouldn't carry over. Does that make sense? You know, I've just kind of been stuck in limbo since the 5th. And I'm thinking, wow, this is pretty scary. Half of my Plus people are getting angry because their access is revoked, and my entire free feed is just down, and a fair chunk of my premium content just went live. I mean, this is crisis level stuff, right? Thank God I waited for the space weather to clear up, or who knows what could have happened. So they kept working on the site, these Plus member emails kept pouring in, and when you're dealing with something like this, you just don't know how long it's going to be here. Okay, it looks like it's going to be tomorrow. Oh, wait, we need another day. Oops, this isn't right. Let's try again Friday. But the point is, I didn't want plus people to go over a week without a response. But every other day I'm thinking, okay, we're going to get this thing launched, and then I'm going to go to work on fixing these plus accounts, and then I can email people back with actual information and say that it's really fixed. Because I don't have, like, an email guy or anything. I could use an email guy, but this is all me. And also, at the same time, I'm still booking guests and studying for shows and recording these interviews. And so every extra day this is taken, I'm saying to the team, we got to get this thing up because my problems are stacking pretty high at this point. We're on the 12th, the 13th, the 15th of the month, and there have been no shows. I got to get some shit out, you know? So here we are. I feel the issues we had warranted a totally separate update because I didn't want to just shoehorn it into the beginning or the end of such an awesome show with Nassim Haramein, because a month from now, a year from now, 3 years from now, people don't need to hear about my 2 week digital nightmare, because it will have been long past and we will be quite comfortable in greener pastures. Amen. I will say, despite the hiccups, the new THC website is really, really nice. We still have a couple of tweaks and broken links and small things that gotta get fixed, but as I said, I prioritize just getting the thing up, and we'll sort out those small details as long as everyone can get some sweet, sweet THC in their system. But go ahead and check out the site for me, both free and plus people. If you see anything weird or something that doesn't work, let me know. Email me and we'll add it to the list. But the main thing is, if you are a plus member, you can sign in and all the shows will switch over to the 2-hour versions like butter. And your archive is now going to include all those old shows right back to the beginning with Michael Tsarion. Or the beginning of the good stuff, we should say. Those first 10 THCs, we just don't worry about those. But it's nice to have the whole family of shows back together again. They're not all in the RSS feed, I don't think, because those RSS feeds are going to display the last 300 shows in the interest of trying to keep the feed lean and easy for everyone to load up. But it's nice to have a full website archive. And like I said, go to the site, thehighersidechats.com, check it out for me. Check it out on your phone, check it out on your computer. If you're not a plus person and you somehow access a plus show, let me know that we have a hole to plug. Also, anyone can now rate the THC episodes there. It was just a plus thing, but now anyone can do that. But I'm still leaving things the way they were, where you need to log in to leave a comment. I don't want to have to police the comment section or constantly delete bot posts and spam. So keeping comments closed to people with plus accounts is just so much easier. But that's not a change. That's how it's been for a while. But the rating thing, that's the point. Go there, tell me what shows you like, and it helps me to kind of determine which directions we go in the future. And I also want to say that as I record this, I'm still not seeing the Higher Side Chats in the iTunes store. I know you can subscribe with the feed URL, and I hope people who have been subscribed for years are still connected, because that would be pretty devastating if we broke all those chains. But I would also hate to lose all the ratings and reviews that I've gotten over the years and have to start that from scratch. I don't even really want to think about it being that bad, but if it happens, if you do see us showing up on iTunes in the next 24, 48 hours, and it looks like we've lost some reviews, or all of them, please give me a hand there. I don't ask for ratings or reviews very often, really, at all. I'm more of a play it where it lies kind of guy in that regard. I just want to focus on making a good show, and ratings should come just from that process. But this might be a special situation where we really need to get back in the game quickly and reestablish that dominance. As for the RSS feed URLs, the free show is still the same, thehiresidechats.com/feed/podcast. And of course, the plus feed has to change because the URL of the website is different. And it's going to be thehiresidechats.com/feed/THC-plus. Which I will link to in the show notes for you to do an easy little copy-paste, and we're never going to mess with that again. But as of right now, that is major issue number two, is it's not accepting credentials for Plus members via the RSS feed. Everyone, I think, can log in on the site itself, but a firewall on the server might be blocking something or needs to be reconfigured. It's the first thing that I'm asking them to address, and they're working on it as we speak. And so that's the story. I didn't get attacked or censored, just a complex consolidation that had some kinks to work out. THC is a big machine that's changed a lot over time. Getting it all lined up probably isn't the easiest job. But I did see posts out there on public forums where people are saying he got compromised, he got attacked, he got outed as a shill. And I'm all for jokes, I mean, let me have it. But when you make those kind of declarative statements, you just confuse everyone. That shit does not help. If you're a truth seeker, don't contribute to lies. It makes you a hypocrite at best. But here we are, hopping back on the conspiratorial main stage and hitting you hard with a great show after a lengthy break and too many daily heart attacks for myself. But a great show with Nassim Haramein. And spoiler alert, wouldn't you know it, he thinks the Earth is hollow too. And I got several more heavy hitters in the chamber as well, but we're gonna leave something to the imagination. And I'm going to get out of here. Sorry for all the confusion and the disastrous site launch and the lack of communication, but I'm getting back and I'm feeling good. Maybe you can help me get these next few shows out there with a little more share juice. Maybe you can comment on any threads you see related to this mess and speculation and help them get back in sync with me too. Just so anyone who did get disconnected to the RSS feed and maybe isn't getting the updates will see some of these posts out there and reconnect with me in the digital ether. We want people to know THC is alive and well and open for business. So let's do the damn thing with a new show coming at ya. And I promise, before the next time a grating alarm clock wakes you from your peaceful slumber, I'll be there. Thanks for keeping the faith. I'm sorry it's taken so long. You are all great. Praise be and hallelujah. I'm out of here.